Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, January 12th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Well, you know about redlining, putting a secret red line around a neighborhood, then denying those who live there something like an affordable home loan. The Feds say City National Bank did that to LA's Black and Latino neighborhoods from 2017 to at least 2020. Now, the Justice Department says City National, which is based in LA, has agreed to open more banks and hire more loan officers to boost lending in those same LA neighborhoods. Kristen Clark is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. She announced the settlement at South LA's historic Second Baptist Church, where Dr. Martin Luther King gave one of his last sermons in 1968.
This settlement in so many respects embodies Dr. King's commitment to fighting economic injustice. He recognized that once you tear down those barriers when it comes to housing, that doors would be open with respect to schools, jobs, and so much more.
City National says it disagrees with what the Justice Department says it did, but will support the effort to provide equal access to credit for all consumers. Well, we got another 24 hours or so to prep for the next storm. It should roll in tomorrow night. LA County Public Works is hustling to clear out rock, sand, and tree trunks from debris basins. KPCC's Jackie Fortier says at the top of the priority list, the debris basins below the hillside stripped bare by recent wildfires.
I'm at Oak Glen in Monrovia at a debris basin. It's like a neighborhood dam. This one is about half full with sediment washed down the mountains from recent rains. Crews are racing the clock, trying to clear it out before the next storm. The area is susceptible to flash flooding because it's downstream from the huge 2020 Bobcat Fire burn scar. I can see it right now. Wildfires burn up most of the plants that can absorb a lot of rain and can cause the soil to repel water instead of absorbing it. Think of rain falling on a parking lot. It just runs off. That rushing water fills up debris basins like this one with sediment even faster than usual. The water is separated from the debris by drains, but if mud and trees plug up the basin, it could spill out onto the streets and neighborhoods just below. You can hear crews using backhoes and trucks to clear out as much mud as possible before the rain begins again. I'm Jackie Fortier.
And to think that just a few months ago, your lawn was as brown as the LA smog. No doubt it's perked up thanks to the rain. If only you could save some of that rainwater to keep your lawn green next summer. Well, a rain barrel could help. The LA Department of Water and Power gives its customers a $50 rebate for a 50-gallon rain barrel and a lot more for a 300-gallon cistern. Art Castro is the LADWP's watershed manager.
We got to take advantage of the city to capture as much rainwater as we can, not only for our personal use and saving money, but also for the entire water supply for the city, and not just the city, but also the region.
Who has rain barrels? Home Depot, other hardware stores, Walmart too. Got more info at ladwp.com/save. Still a few road closures you should know about. Highway 154 above Santa Barbara, still closed through the San Marcos Pass. There's a big mudslide blocking the roadway. And you still can't switch from the 5 South to the 110 South. That's the connector road that hugs a steep hillside in Elysian Park. Caltrans has to clear away mud and rocks before it can open the road again. Navigating a city as vast as Los Angeles is daunting. But why does it also have to be so confusing? For example, there's 37th Street in LA, 37th Drive, 37th Place. It's enough to make GPS say LOL. But our LA Explained reporter Caitlin Hernandez knows LA streets like the Thomas Brothers do.
A street name is made up of two parts. There's the main name or basic name, as it's called. So in this case, that's the 37th. And then there's what's known as the suffix, which are endings like place and avenue. Many of the basic names are inspired after influential developers, political figures, or cosmetic and geographical features around the area. In the past, though, a street got its name because of who lived in that area, such as their ranch being nearby. Numbered streets, or ordinal streets as they're known, don't quite fit into these reasons.
KLA Explained reporter Caitlin Hernandez. Caitlin has more on the names of LA's places, drives, and streets at LAist.com. And by the way, 37th Street, 37th Place, 37th Drive, they're all west of the USC campus, in case you want to check them out. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.